T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back to Maloney and Fourier, the MFers. I'm just curious, after watching that game yesterday, does anybody want to debate the fact that this is a poorly coached football team right now? Is anybody left out there wanting to debate it?
No.
Yeah, I don't think there is. And it's not all on that guy either. You know, when you look at some of the coaches that have left this team the last 2 years, which I guess you could put on that guy. But then again, these guys want to leave. They want to leave, right? Maybe you pay them a little bit more to keep them. I don't know. But the turnover, not just on the football team as far as the talent, the players, the coaching staff. You know, you start looking around and you see the product that you saw yesterday on the field and the mistakes you made week one in the field. And good, you looked okay, I guess, against the worst team in the league, the Jets. But is there any debate? They don't start fast. They're not ready to play when the game begins. They don't play well at the end of the first half. They don't play well at the beginning of the first half. They don't play well at the end of the game. The special teams isn't even that good right now. Mm-hmm. And that's what he actually spends a lot of money. Like, they spend money on special teamers.
Bodies.
And there's absolutely nothing. Like, there's nothing at all, Christian. It's not even a debate right now.
You're right. And if you want to – so let's just use facts. If you really want to identify a coaching issue, then I have to tell you, you have to look at penalties, drop passes, miscommunication, misassignments, most important players going scot-free through the middle of the field for a touchdown. Like, those is how you identify poor coaching.
Blocked punts, kicking the ball out of bounds.
I mean,
holding in special teams.
I went back and I woke up really early this morning. I said, let me rewatch this game uninterrupted with no kids, nobody yelling or screaming.
Fourth and one, Hunter Henry taking off like he's like Usain Bolt.
I forgot about that. Like, that to me, those are coaching problems. Teams that are undisciplined, players that are undisciplined, are coached by undisciplined coaches. Like, that is the way it is. So you can't give them the benefit of the doubt. So, well, you know, they have this long history of doing things right and being coached well. Not this team. Not this group. You look through the first, I don't know how many series they had. I think I counted maybe 10 or 11. I don't know. I stopped counting because I got sick of it. But every single drive that failed or ended with a field goal or a punt was because of some issue, whether it be holding, whether it be offsides, whether it be wrong route, whether it be drop pass, whether whatever, missed, you know, guy coming scot through, Mac Jones getting sacked, or over and over and over. And it, I'm not kidding, okay? Like, I thought Jonnu Smith had probably the worst game I'd ever seen a guy have, yet they kept going to him. Usually, you have mercy on that guy, say, don't force it. They kept doing it. Maybe they trust him. That's a good thing. The first half of this game could easily be the worst half of football in Patriots history. When you talk about who they were going against, how much time they had to prepare,
and
all the money that they sent, and then you kept giving them opportunities, and they kept missing field goals.
I mean, just look at, so was it last week? Yeah, I think it was last week when Mac Jones had the intentional grounding at the end of the first half, and then, of course, Falk bailed them out with a 51-yard field goal. This week, at the end of the first half, third and one from the 22. Like a minute 8 to go, and Josh McDaniels pitches it out to the right to Brandon Bolden again. Like, Brandon Bolden, he's like the red zone threat. And, of course, he gets stuffed for no gain. So they're going to go for it on fourth and one. And Hunter Henry takes off. Again, like I said, he's Usain Bolt, just takes off. Doesn't even jump and catch himself. Just keeps sprinting about 5 yards downfield. And then, again, you know, penalty. Then Nick Folk bails him out again. So, okay, we're going to regroup, come out here and play better in the second half. Did Jonnu Smith look like he was ready to play in the second half when that first pass went off his hands for a pick six?
No, he's in his own head.
It's unbelievable. I want to go to Wally in Walpole because he wants to bring this thing up. Go ahead, Wally.
I don't know if out-coached is the right term. Because, I mean, Christian, you've had your fair share of offsides or a drop pass. It's not because the coaching's bad. It's just I think we maybe mismanage our thoughts on this roster. Because, I mean, for every pound, I mean, we, like you said, Brandon Boley, like that Sony Michelle conversation, Lou, doesn't sound as crazy right now.
No, it doesn't,
so
does it?
I don't think, you know, it really doesn't, but I don't think, is it out-coached? Like you said,
here's the thing, Wally.
How about this? They're just poorly coached.
That's a terrible analysis. Like, I 100% believe that coaching impacts penalties.
It used to.
When we would sit there and look at the Raiders, historically screw it up with penalties. That is coaching. Any team I've ever been on where we have had like an epidemic of penalties, it's because the emphasis on how important it is neglected. It's now, you know, we'll overcome it. It's like big picture wise, we'll be fine.
Thanks, Wally.
There's no penalty. There's no like yelling and screaming. There's no laps being run. So I can't allow someone to suddenly decide that, you know, penalties is not directly related to coaching. It is.
And penalties wasn't even the issue in this one. Really.
Well, but even that's some of it. Penalties, okay, handling the blitz, recognizing, that's it. Everything.
Everything came up in this one. Tyler.
Christian, do you think that Andy Reid and John Harbaugh are bad coaches?
Next question will be from Tyler.
As far as what?
Kansas City and Baltimore, number one and number two most penalized teams last year.
Well, I will say this with those guys. Those guys are good enough to overcome it. And
I still think their penalties,
the answer is yes. They both suck.
Thank you.
They both suck. They're terrible. But I would say most coaches.
I don't think they're terrible.
I think they suck.
But I think that they have two dynamic players in different ways that can make up for it, like you used to, like you don't have anymore. And this goes back to more than penalties. Like I said, this wasn't like turnovers obviously played a role in this game. Not as badly, I think, as it did in a Miami game, just as far as just bad turnovers. This one here was, you know, guy quarterback getting hit, he throws it in the air, tight end loses the football, and that last one, I didn't even count. It was meaningless. It was stupid.
Well, hold on a second, real quick.
But it's everything. It's special teams. It's offensive line. It's defensive line. There's more talent on this football team than last year's football team. And if this team wins seven games again, then you tell me why.
Back to Tyler real quick. Because,
hello.
Because if you, they're not bad coaches, I was teasing you a little bit. They're not bad coaches, but
you
when,
never do
when a team allows it to continually happen, it's not important to the coach. Because if it was, it would stop.
Wouldn't you argue it's not important to the player? Because if your mom keeps telling you, take the trash out and put a bag back in the can, and you don't put it back in the can,
that's coaching.
It's not important to you to put a bag back in the can.
That's being penalized. That's being punished. That's getting the car taken away. That's you losing your reps. Like, that needs to be... Like, if you fumble the ball for the Patriots, you lose your job.
No, I know. Stevenson, obviously. Maybe he's back next week. But, again, this isn't... I'm not putting... Bill is the head coach. So there's responsibility there. But you look at it, since 2018, I think Greg Bedard was writing about this, right? Obviously, Scar's not there. Flores is gone. Joe Judge is gone. Shaplinski's gone. He went to Arizona, I believe, right? Brendan Daly, Josh Boyer, Belima, Popovich, Ernie Adams, like Casario. Mm. Like, everyone's gone, and they're being replaced by, like, first, second-year coaches. I don't know, quarterback coach. Bo Hargree?
Who?
Yep.
I don't have a clue.
No, I'm just saying, first-year quarterback coach, was he any good? New offensive line coach, is they any good? The new defensive line coach, is he any good second year? DeMarcus Covington? Steve Belichick, outside linebackers. He's been there for 2 years. How about Bill Belichick? I mean, Brian Belichick, rather. Gerard Mayo, are they good defensive coordinators? Like, there's been so much turnover in coaches that Bill spread himself so thin that this good coaching staff, and I don't care if they go off and they're not good coaches everywhere else, whatever, but they worked here for years with core players. They're all gone as well. So it isn't just Bill.
You forgot Jed Fish also.
Sure. Throw them all in there.
He's now the head coach at Arizona.
Yeah. So, you know, you start, I mean, you're talking about 10 new coaches, right? 8 to 10 different coaches on a staff. And all of a sudden, Bill is in charge of everything because he can't rely on these guys that don't have experience. But still, it looks like, and yeah, they're making Bill look bad. Because forget about being out-coached. This looks like a poorly coached football team.
Well,
When's the last time you've seen him get a punt blocked? Jake Bailey's kicked two balls out of bounds. Is that called a repeat offender when you do it two weeks in a row?
No, it's
so. What do you do with him?
And you can't just use it. You just can't focus on penalties. Okay, so penalties are part of it. Okay, offsides are part of it. Kicking the ball out of bounds. How about just a general understanding of situation and circumstances? How about that? How about, you know, Alvin Kamara being scot free? How about play action passes, realizing, okay, guys that are coming free, how about they do a basic stunt and nobody passes it off? Like, that to me is being ready. Like, so I when I would go into a game, if I was fully prepared and I understood, like, all the situations, especially the down and distance and what could possibly happen, when I went in prepared, I never worried, ever. I never worried. If I was worried or nervous at a game, I only went back to one thing. I didn't go over everything. I wasn't prepared for all the different situations. I don't think this team is. So did the offensive line, all of a sudden, David Andrews wakes up and he sucks. Jack Mason is terrible.
Mason and Wenyu have been good.
Okay, so.
And Andrews has been good up till this week.
I just feel like it's like a bunch of guys. Like, it's not all happening at. Sometimes it's happening at once, and sometimes it's each guy is taking a turn, and this guy will happen on the first series in the third play. This guy will make something stupid on the second play of the second series, third play of the third series, and on and on and on and on. It's compounded. So when you run, when you're at first and goal at the 11, and you run left, no gain, and then you go to the right, the weak side of your offensive line, and you lose a yard, then you go, you know what? Screw it. Let's make sure we have a safe pass. You send everybody out, everybody's covered, so you so screw it, outlet, swing pass, outlet. It's just like a back would run the same outlet, but this time it's a tight end.
No, I know, and it seems though, you know, Trent Brown goes down seven plays into it, and this offensive line has issues because of Trent Brown. Like, of course, because he's not in there and they have an issue, so you got to make an excuse for something, right? It's all about Trent Brown. Well, Trent Brown had one good year with you. That's the only year he's had in his whole career that's been any good. This is what teams have seen from Trent Brown. You know, calf injuries, what held them out last year. He can't stay on the field. And if he is, we'll see if he's a good Trent Brown. He played one year in his career, or was he the rest of his career Trent Brown? You know, so your offensive line is great, but you lose Trent Brown, and that's it. It sucks. And you can't protect the quarterback. And then your running back depth, you have some of the best depth in the NFL when you look at your running back. But you lose James White, and now not one person you have there can pass protect. Not one guy. You got to go to Brandon Bolden, who is slow as hell when it comes
to. So easy to get.
So slow.
They ran a toss play, and I was like, when is he going to get to the edge? And then, to no fault of his own, he's not a tailback. Hey, listen, the first time around, he was a third string back, but he was younger and better. Even you give me Brandon Bolden from Miami. I'll take that guy.
No,
this guy is a special teams player.
And sorry,
break glass in case of emergency.
I can go back to it, unfortunately. Sony Michel, watching him last night too. And I'm sitting there saying, great, you got a fourth round pick next year and a sixth round the year after, or sixth round this year and a fourth next year. And I'm just thinking, you did that knowing that Damian Harris can't pass block? You did that knowing that Ramondre Stevenson couldn't pass block, who's had fumbling issues in his past? You did that knowing that J.J. Taylor can't pass block? You did that knowing the only guy that you could pass block was James White? And
yeah,
if he goes down,
you know,
can't throw the football.
And if you asked Ivan Fears, I don't know when he's going to talk to you.
You
maybe
all
October,
that?
The first week in October.
Yeah, we'll sixth round next year. Awesome.
No, if That'll you help. Asked Ivan Fears, pass blocking is probably giving up and getting blown up as a pass blocker, as a back, is probably just as important to him as not coughing the football.
Isn't that almost number one with these guys? Like having a running back that can pass block?
Like, you know who was a good pass blocker? Remember Danny Woodhead?
Yeah.
As little as he was a good pass
blocker. That's why
he's
out there.
And so I was like, there's no way this guy's going to last. Well, he did it. He was fine.
Man.
No issues.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You guys are lined up here. You got one free line if you want to give us a call. 617-779-7937. Get your thoughts on this Patriots changing expectations. What do you think of that loss there on Sunday? Bill Belichick. He talked actually this morning. He talked a little bit after the game. You hear a little bit what he had to say. That's next on Maloney and Fourier.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jones to the end zone, and that one is intercepted. It'll be Marshawn Lattimore's first pick of the season, and that will seal it for the Saints on the road in Foxborough.
That was it yesterday. New Orleans Saints came in here, beat the Patriots 28-13. I don't even think it was that close.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that close.
And you know, the strange thing was is that after this was a really bad loss for this football team. They're now 0-2 at home. They just got smoked by the Saints. We all know what next week is, but I don't know. Over the years, we've been accustomed to hearing Bill Belichick after losses, and it sounds a little bit like this.
Focus on Kansas City, and
my focus has been on the Ravens. Really trying to focus on getting ready for the Ravens.
Yeah, well, we'll be focused on preparing for Miami.
We're on to Cincinnati. It's nothing about the past, nothing about the future. It's right now, we're preparing for Cincinnati. Seattle.
Did you find it helpful to talk to your players about this?
Are there any concerns about Seattle?
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come
Seattle.
On.
With Buck. That was
so
a classic.
There is an obvious trend that you can really, you can set your watch
the
to.
The precedent has been set.
Yeah, you can set your watch to, right? You know exactly what you're going to get.
Yes. However, last night, we didn't exactly hear that after this game, did we?
Bill, the Bucks are next on the schedule. What kind of challenge do they pose next week in the return of Tom Brady?
Yeah, well, obviously, they're a good team. You know, right now, we're just focused on New Orleans and look at the film, make corrections on that, then we'll move on.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
It's not how it works.
God, you can't. You can't for years.
You can't change
your
the
mantra.
Rules.
Cannot be. Now, you can't all of a sudden sit there and say it's not about do your job. It's do our job. You know what I mean? You can't just change it. Like, and just whenever it's convenient for you. You have to be called out on that. I am sorry, but you cannot sit there and say, we're on to Seattle, we're on to Cincinnati, we're on to Buffalo, we're on to Miami. And then when you're playing the Bucks next week, and you sit there and say, well, I've got to, we're not on there. We still got to look back at New Orleans. I still got to look at the game tape.
On New Orleans and
what are you talking about? Like, you still got
that cracked me up.
I got to look back at New Orleans?
Yeah.
Since when do you look in the past? Since when is it not putting a loss behind you, burying the football? Yeah. We're on the Tampa. Yeah. We're on the Tampa.
This one was funny. I mean, this one was the best one of the year.
Yeah.
Easily the best one of the year.
Oh, it's fantastic. But it's just so inconsistent. It's whatever. It's Bill. It's Bill. Oh, yeah. You just love crapping on you guys. You people just love Bill. Just give him a pass no matter what happens.
I think
we're going to call him out on that.
He's in dangerous territory.
Oh, you
in
think?
My opinion, like he has lost the ability to basically just screw everybody. Like, I feel like he's taking on water. This whole mindset, that the way he does business, the way he interacts with people, I think it's tough because your team's getting exposed. And I will say, here's what's next. This whole mantra, this cliche-driven team that just constantly uses the do-betters and, you know, and just the good old boy. Like, you can tell the guys that are brainwashed and the guys that aren't. Hunter Henry, brainwashed. Mac Jones, brainwashed. David Andrews, brainwashed. Kendrick Bourne, not brainwashed. Devin McCourty, not brainwashed. Like, they have a mind of their own. They think for themselves. Like, I was doing the postgame show for CBS with Dan Roach, and I was counting all the cliches. And then we actually counted all the do-betters. I'm going to give you a final tally at around 4:15. There was every single player, not just Mac or Bill, but it's like it's infected the entire locker room, where none of them know anything other than do better. Now, we've covered this team forever. Like, when has this happened? Like, and then what does do better actually mean?
Because, like you just mentioned, McCourty, he's you're not hearing all this from him,
no.
Right? But this is why I say this is not your Patriots. This is not your Patriots. You Patriot fans out there, this is not them. Like, you have to change the mindset. This not only is the quarterback gone, but Julian Edelman is gone. You know, Gronk is gone. Like, a lot of the guys that you've sort of looked at and said, okay, this is like the guy. This is the staple. This is the Patriot. This is the guy that's going to carry it on. They're all – what do you think Devin McCourty's sitting there calling Jason up at night? Man, it's different around here now. It's different around here. And we're trying to – you know, when we don't have four or five new guys that are just sort of blending in with this, you know, veteran coaching staff that's been here and done it a certain way. Or the rest with our secondary. We didn't add one or two pieces to our secondary, and they know how it works. Or to our front seven. We got new bodies everywhere. Not only do we have new bodies that are trying to, you know, learn how we play football, but we have new coaches that are trying to coach up how we play football in a different way, maybe, whatever. But it's just different. Like that old Patriot feel of like, you know, just intimidating, stepping on the field, knowing you're going to execute, knowing you're going to do the little things that are going to be the difference between winning and losing, knowing you have that edge. You don't have it anymore.
Yeah, you know,
like that stuff is gone.
The coaching scenario is a good pickup by you. I think that's the untold story moving forward. You look at young coaches. So you had two things that are going on right now. You have young coaches with without a long history of success of like sending guys to the Pro Bowl, and you infused a bunch of new talent. So who's really in control? Like, who's real, or just everyone just, or did you overspend just because you needed bodies? Was it all that money spent on the illusion? On the illusion of these of success?
I always said an opening day one of free agency, when they went nuts, I said that they signed all these guys to get back to even.
Yeah.
They absolutely have. And they had to spend all of that, and not to bring it back, because you drafted so poorly, you had to go spend $180 million of guaranteed dollars just to make sure you had a tight end on the roster. Like, just to make sure you had two wide receivers that could play in this league. Like, just to make sure you had a defensive end that could actually rush the passer. And Judon might be the only guy that's producing, unless you want to look at just one game from Kendrick Bourne and feel better about him moving forward. But they went and spent all that cash just to get even. And now you got all this influx of new players and new coaches, and we're all sitting there treating them like it's still the Patriots of like 4 or 5 years ago or 3 or 4 years ago. And it's not. And it isn't all about the quarterback. It's a big part of it. There's no question about it. He rescued you from a lot of problems. But that message that maybe this quarterback, you know, Brady used to send to his team, that second coach in the field, Mac Jones is just trying to figure out how to play in this game.
See, my thing is, if I believe that he has the ability to take control. I feel like he's a puppet in a way. And they're just kind of directing him as they deem fit, and they're controlling the narrative.
He's got nothing but puppets.
That's my point.
See, the whole team is
a bunch
of puppets.
But the quarterback, I believe that
except for maybe McCourty,
he can thrive. He can thrive on his own. I think they are doing him a disservice by being like a helicopter mom, constantly hovering, constantly monitoring him, constantly sending this message into his head about taking all the blame. Because really, let's be honest. I mean, we're going to have to start challenging him a little bit more on these interviews, because when I ask you,
we're already
like
bullying
jokingly,
him. What do you mean? We're bullying.
Oh yeah, we're being so nice.
We're bullies.
Well, I mean, because I think we'll do him a favor by allowing him to answer the questions.
He won't.
For himself, because, hey, oh my God, you ever been the leading rusher? Well, you know, we tried to do what was best. Dude, I was joking.
We fell behind.
I was joking. Have you ever been there? No, man, if I'm running, boy, we're in trouble.
Yeah, but Bill's sitting next to me while I'm on the phone with you guys.
Hey, what are you doing?
Robot Jones.
No, it's just a bunch of, Bill's got a bunch of robots, and that's the problem. Just a bunch of robots. Paul in Rhode Island. Paul, what's up?
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
First of all, Christian,
what's up?
I'm talking to you today.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead. All right, make it quick, Paul.
Okay, I'll make it quick. Listen, first of all, this kid is the real deal. He will be 3 years to 5 years. Then when he asks for his real money, then you will see the difference. But I don't appreciate players, brand players that come to the Patriots and ask for big money and they don't do their job. I am very against that. And here's the problem. The problem is the guys that didn't know opt out last year are getting lower money and like, that's your job. Oh, you're making the big money.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, Paul.
Paul,
we
thanks.
Got a break. I appreciate
sure, thanks
the call.
For listening.
That wasn't really coming after me, but I appreciate it because it was. Next time, bring the thunder.
All right, listen, we got to take a break here. When we come back, Bill Belichick was on the Greg Hill Show this morning. And actually, it was Chris Curtis who asked an interesting question because it is about Tom Brady coming in here this Sunday. You hear what Bill had to say about Brady. That's next. Welcome back to Maloney and Fourier. Bill Belichick was on this morning with the Greg Hill Show. He was asked by one Chris Curtis. Do we have the question? All right, this was the question from Curtis.
Bill, over the course of you and Tom's time together, you said dozens of times that there was no quarterback you would rather have. When did that change?
No, never changed.
So you wanted Tom to re-sign here after the 2019 season?
Yeah, well, I think we've been through all the dynamics of that. There were a lot of things there that, he looked at his options and made his decision. And we weren't as good an option as Tampa. So, I mean, you'd have to ask him about all that, but that's really wasn't a question that I wanted, that's for sure.
I love when Bill always says, we've already covered that. When has he ever covered that? In a statement when Tom left? A written statement?
Yes. Yes, in a statement. Yeah, he covered it.
And people don't mind that at all. Like, he said he already covered it. I mean, what more do you want, Mahoney?
Yeah. Stop pressing him.
I mean, he sent out a statement. Like, why would you? Well, Curtis is an ass for even asking it. Like, why? He's already covered it. I've heard him many times. Play the sound. Oh, wait, there isn't any sound.
Yeah, so Curtis, single-handedly responsible for asking all the uncomfortable and uncomfortable questions?
Of course.
Is he the only one?
Of course.
He's the only one.
When you hear that interview and you hear like Curtis be like, "Morning, Bill," and you're like,
"Hear what you're thinking for having me,"
and you're like, "Here it comes, right? Here we go. Here comes that question."
He had that thing written down, and he probably practiced it at least 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. And I did hear Greg drop a, like, Wiggy's been saying all week, you guys' offense is very conservative. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude.
Give him a round of applause for the phone.
Come on, man.
I know. I heard that, too. Like, Wiggy says that you guys, Wiggy's probably going, no, don't say that.
Yeah, Wiggy's been saying all week that you guys are just poorly coached. How do you respond to that?
Yeah.
Just throwing it on him. How about they pressed him more about that on his relationship with Brady?
Tom and I had I feel like a good relationship and a lot of production, obviously, while we were together. And I enjoyed coaching Tom. And he was a great player for us. Sunday night, we lined up across from Tampa. And not just him, but, the entire team. They're obviously a very good team. So, that's all about, our team competing against Tampa's team.
I feel like, had a good relationship. He feels like it.
Yeah.
They had. Who's kidding? They had a very good relationship for a while.
Man, it that is soured, a tough question.
It soured at the end. I think we can all agree to that, right? But they had a very good relationship for a very long time, more so than any quarterback, coach, and in the history of this league, right? I mean, there's no doubt about it. But it's a very uncomfortable week for Bill, I think. It's a very uncomfortable, to the point where they asked him, like, what it's going to be like playing against him on Sunday. And he actually kind of compared him to Chris Hogan and then realized how stupid it sounds and walked it back.
There's guys on New Orleans and, Chris Hogan and, there's guys every week that we've been on our team or
guys that are on our team that have been on their team. And certainly Tom's a special player. I'm not trying to put him in the same category as, a guy who was here for, a year or something like that. But at the same time, it's you compete against the team you're playing against, and that's what you do.
You kind of did.
Yeah. It's like he started off like, so what's the big deal? It's almost like, it's not brain surgery. It's no big deal. Like, oh, guys, listen, I've been coaching here a long time. Guys come and go all the time, and we always bump into it. It's no big deal. You don't think anything of it. What's the big deal? Nobody gets a video. Nobody gets anything. What's the big deal? And they like Chris Hogan. Oh, yeah, just like Chris Hogan. I was just thinking, if I can compare Brady to anybody, it would be Chris Hogan.
Chris Hogan and, there's guys every week that we've been on our team or...
Yeah, this week is just like every other week, according to Bill.
Yeah, it's whatever. I mean, every week we play guys used to play in this team.
It's life in the NFL.
Hogan, Brady,
yeah,
Gronk. I mean, they're all the same, right?
Gronk is getting no play in this situation. Do we realize that?
No, whatsoever.
Zero.
Although yesterday, didn't you sit there and say, well, it looks like Gronk won't be coming up to New England?
Oh, you were just waiting.
He took that pop in the ribs. You were just like, oh, no.
You're just waiting for the COVID vaccination from Brady.
No, when it goes to that game last night, not only does he get jacked in the ribs, then he comes back. He just doesn't even look right. Then they throw him the pass in the end zone. He can't reach out to get it. And the last one, did you see the incomplete pass at the back of the end zone? His head pops back like he'd been in a car wreck.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but it looks like, listen, he played. I don't know what he's going to be like if he's going to come back here, but we all know what this was about. So after Bill kind of did the morning interview with the Greg Hill show, he met with the media. And like Tommy Curran, there's no question what side he is on right now because
he needs to make up for a lot of stuff he did last week.
Yeah, there is no question.
He got yelled at.
And Curran started to press Bill on this one.
Appreciate you taking the time. You caught flat footed. But the question I wanted to ask is, you spoke on WEEI today about Tom Brady looking at his options, and he decided Tampa was a better option. Why weren't the Patriots a better option for him when both Robert Kraft and Brady himself said over and over how much they wanted him to finish his career here?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not going to go back and rehash all that. We've talked about that. Really, my focus right now is on focus is on the game here. And look, I have so much respect and appreciation for Tom and everything he did here and for me and for our team. And, we're just getting ready to compete against Tampa this week, and we're going to keep our focus on that.
But you talk about rehashing dynamics that you've already gone through. You've never done that.
Yeah, we made a statement when Tom left, and that covered it.
You surprised how well he's played? He's thrown 61 touchdown passes in 23 games down there. Won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Tom's a great player. Nothing surprises me that he does.
Fair enough.
Battlefield, where's the applause?
Tom doesn't care.
Where's the applause?
Either. But it is.
Good job, Tom.
It is true. And
good
I know
job.
A lot of you people, the funny thing is, a lot of people are mad at Tommy Curran.
Who is?
No, I'm just saying, who is? I don't know.
Why are you picking on him?
There's people right now driving in the car listening, going, Curran, whatever.
Cheap shot,
going after Bill. How dare you? He knows more football than you know. Of course he does. But for Bill to sit there and say that, I've already addressed it. We've already talked about it because we put out a statement, just was March 18th, got it in front of me. Tom was not just a player who bought into our program. He's one of the original creators. He lived and perpetuated our culture. So it was great. It was a great statement about what Brady meant to you. But he's never talked about it. He's written about it. He's written about it. In a statement,
yeah,
when Tom Brady, the greatest football player in the history of the game, walked away from you as a free agent,
yeah, but,
he's correct in saying that you've never talked about it. And I guarantee you, people are upset with Tom Curran.
No, what you're right. So
which,
what do you? So
I don't
all
understand.
These, this statement released March 18th, 2020, is all about what a great person he is, all the aspects, everything, right? Creative, great football player, whatever. What we really want to know is, like, why wasn't he a better option? Why didn't you make him a better option? If everyone is saying that you wanted to keep him, and then, then why not force the issue?
Well, listen, we know how Bill works, okay, because he doesn't want to create stories, and he's going to try to squash them all week. we've given him, you know, every out. You know, we've talked about it all the time. It was just time for both of you to work, you know, to move on. Like Brady on this club right now, or at least last year's club, if he had stayed, what were they, 7-9? I don't know. What would they have been with him? I don't know, 9-7? Maybe? I don't know. They weren't a good team. They weren't a good team the year last year he was here. It was fraudulent. You know, they played, it was an awful first schedule. They finished the year, what, 2-4? You pair that up with what they've been recently, it's not a very good record. So it could just be, listen, we were all both ready to move on. Like, we, you know, it was time for us to move on. Where we are, given where we were, we went all in, you know, cap situation. We couldn't afford to bring Tom back. I'm happy for him. He went to a better place. The free agent's his right. But as an organization, we moved on and we needed to try to rebuild this thing, kind of get it back to where we are. But he would never do that because then people would poke holes in that statement or gum at him and say, well, is where you are because of your own doing? Was this roster where this roster was is because of your own doing? Because your lack of drafting, because you're missing on trades, because you're missing on signings. How much did that play a role in it? So he just squashes it all and says, I've already covered it in a statement back in March.
So this is not going to be the first time because this week is all about Brady. It is all about Brady. Gronk is not even a supporting cast member. Like, he's just along for the ride. It's all about Brady, which is weird because not that Gronk, you know, I mean, Brady obviously had a huge impact, but Gronk had a humongous impact also. And the story behind his career is just as significant in some ways. So it is interesting to me how Gronk's not being brought up at all. So because my thing was like, okay, Julian Edelman is the quickest former Patriot to ever get, you know, recognized at halftime.
Put out a statement when he retired. Why did he talk about it again this week?
What about Gronk? Why? So when Gronk retired, that would be my, okay. So somebody needs to ask this. So when Gronk retired, you guys didn't, you know, recognize him at halftime. You didn't do anything. They asked you about him at the owner's meeting. You remember that? You wouldn't even respond. Your answer was, I've already discussed that. The guy's retired. Why are you not discussing him? Why aren't you talking about him? That to me, it's something that's always, or did you think he was coming back and you didn't want to address it? Were you mad at him? But you can ask the same question about Gronk. Like, what do you think you had something to do with Gronk retiring? Were you so hard on Gronk that you broke his spirit? Have you ever broken a player's spirit so much that the dude wanted to retire?
Football.
He's crying because the experience was so bad. He had such a bad experience, post-traumatic stress disorder with the Patriots, that he had to retire, take a full year off, Lou, just so he can kind of get back to square one.
I was losing that joy in life.
Yeah, this statement that he put out March 18th. So when Gronk, you know, quote, air quotes, retired, it was five sentences. His
correct
statement.
131 total words, five sentences.
For Gronk.
Five sentences correct. When he retired. Think he knew he was coming back? Or you think he was just so pissed at him for leaving? We always don't know.
Well, let's find out.
He's already covered that. He just hides behind it. People don't care. Bad.
Listen, ESPN is coming here. NFL Network is coming here. They're treating this week like the Super Bowl. Like the Super Bowl. People are having emotional issues because they don't know which side to root for. They can't figure it out. It's a contradiction of emotions. Nobody knows which way is up. Everything is on the table. I mean, Bruce Arians comparisons. Do you feel like Tom likes Bruce better than you? Why not? Yeah, why not?
I'm with you. Josh in East Longmeadow. Josh, you're in with Lou and Christian. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to chime in about Belichick, Brady, and Bill's difficulty talking about it. Maybe it's just a bad breakup, you know, and it is difficult for him to talk about and admit it. And, you know, I was just thinking about an analogy with, like, if there may come a day where my wife wants to move down to Florida. I ain't going.
Is that how you handle it?
You know what, Josh? If that happens, just put out a statement. You'll be fine.
I'll put it out a statement.
That's it.
You know?
Yeah, just put out a statement.
You know what? That's actually a good idea. Wouldn't you like, say you have an argument with your wife.
Yeah.
You know, listen, I'm just going to hand her a statement. So whenever she tries to sandbag and bring it up again, I'll be like, listen, I put out a statement.
We've already talked about it.
We've already discussed
this.
You
want me to reprint it again?
I'm not going to talk about it again.
So typical.
That's such an easy out.
One more phone call. Go to Jim and Wayne before we go to break. Hey, Jim.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, buddy?
First of all, I'm happily divorced. So unless I missed it, did either one of you acknowledge how wrong you were last week about the Saints?
Yes, within the first 30 seconds of the show.
We'll do it again at around 4:30.
Yes.
But Lou, didn't you even say you were less concerned about the Saints than
yes.
the Jets?
Yes, and I said I was wrong. I bought into the Patriots' optimism. I for a split moment, gave them too much credit for the front of their jerseys and didn't realize who they are. And now I have seen the light that this team no longer deserves – you know, the breaks and the compliments that we've given Patriots teams of the past, because that is now over. Yes.
Okay, good enough for me. I'm out.
All right, sounds good.
Lou, how we doing?
I'm doing good, Bill. When we come back, I got to address something, though, over the weekend.
Let me guess. Okay. I feel like, here's what I feel. I feel like you should somewhat apologize.
There's no apologies. But real quick, WEI's coverage of Tom Brady's return to Foxborough is presented by Zuti. You can build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details by Harbor One Bank. Find your harbor, member FDIC, member DIF, and by Samuel Adams, Wicked Hazy. Red Sox got swept by the New York Yankees. Sat here on Friday talking about this team, talking about how you need to be invested, how you need to watch. It's a good team. I still think they're going to the playoffs. But holy smokes, did they let me down. Holy smokes. I mean, you got swept. You got swept. There's so many disturbing things in this weekend that I need to get to, including that stupid song they play in the top half of the eighth, after the eighth. We'll get into all of it next on Marloni and Fourier.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.